Unit 1. Being a student. Page 18. Focus on reading. Task 2.
Independent language learning. Research shows that language learners who make the most progress are those who are prepared to take responsibility for their own learning. This is known as independent or autonomous learning. But what does this actually involve? Independent learners also keep organized vocabulary notebooks. They don't just write down new words on scraps of paper. For instance, they organize new vocabulary by topic. This means that they can easily find words they have decided to make note of, which makes assessing and learning them easier. But independent language learning isn't just about using dictionaries and keeping organized notebooks. Independent language learners are also more likely to actually use the language outside the classroom. Besides cinema and television, independent learners also enjoy listening to songs in the target language. But it is not just the music that they are interested in. They listen to the words, too, and try to work out their meanings. Independent learning is not confined to reading and listening. This kind of learner also likes to produce language. This doesn't only mean inside the classroom, but outside it, too. They will be perfectly at home with writing as well. They will probably be using the language on the internet in chat rooms and writing emails to friends in other countries. There are several answers to these questions. First of all, student learning a language in a country where that language is not spoken might only have a couple of lessons a week. This means that those who use it outside the lessons are getting more exposure and practice. At the end of the day, we don't actually know precisely how people learn languages, but it seems clear that if we want to improve our chances of learning one well, we should try and use it both inside and outside the classroom.